Now we have Tom Lucci, the former sports writer for the Star-Ledger. He is on the program now to talk about Phil the Thrill Sellers. Tom, thanks so much for being with us tonight.
Yeah, it's unfortunate it had to be on this kind of occasion, but I'm happy to be with you.
Well, Tom, again, thanks so much for your time this evening. From your perspective, who was Phil the Thrill Sellers?
Well, remember, I mean, everybody, or most people know me as a sports writer from the Star-Ledger, former, because I was there 35 years. But I was also the three-time sports editor of the Targum, and I worked there 4 years. So I got to see Phil Sellers for his last 3 years. If I had to describe him in words, it would be tenacious, competitive, the ultimate team warrior. You know, he was all those things. You know, he was really undersized. Rutgers used to list him at 6'4". I think when they finally measured Phil, he was 6'2½", and he was at that size. He was a back to the basket forward, you know, because he really wasn't a great ball handler. I mean, that was Eddie Jordan on that team. But I tell you what, there was nothing that Phil Sellers would not do to will that team to win. It didn't matter what it was. If it came down to, if he was having a terrible shooting night, if it came down to the final shot, he wanted it. If they needed a rebound, he had it. I think I remember when they did a video on the Final Four team many years ago, they had asked me if a couple of things stood out about Phil Sellers. And I said, I think I remember him taking 5 charges in 1 game. You know, that's what he did in addition to being Rutgers' all-time leading scorer and rebounder.
Yeah, Tom, Dylan here. And you mentioned that you were the sports editor for the Daily Targum as a student. Now, me personally, I'm not in the Daily Targum or a part of it, but I am with WRSU, and I can only imagine what my emotions would have been like as a student, as a fan, you know, getting to witness a Final Four run, 31 straight wins. What was that like from your perspective, covering, you know, all of that and Phil Sellers with your time at the Targum?
Well, it was a great, you know, it was a great run. I mean, Phil's first year, Phil and Mike Dabney are a year ahead of me at Rutgers. I was in the same class with Eddie Jordan, you know, and I happened to see Phil 2 years ago at a basketball function. We had a nice conversation, but I could tell then that his health was deteriorating. But I think in part it was unexpected because Phil's first 2 years, he took Rutgers to the NIT. You know, his third year, they made the NCAA tournament. I believe they lost to Louisville, and Phil had a pretty good game in the NCAA tournament. And then all of a sudden, they just exploded on that 31-0, you know, run. And I think, like I say, it caught everybody by surprise. They just kept winning. And the funny thing was, that was an up-and-down team. I mean, that was a team that scored 119 points at the Old Barn against Seton Hall in an era where there was no shot clock. So you could have held the ball. But that team, that's the way that team played. And, you know, Phil obviously fit in nicely with that because he was the guts of it. I mean, he took the charges. He got the tough rebounds. He got the tough points inside. You know, I tell people, the best Phil Sellers story was during that year, that Final Four run. They were playing St. John's in the ECAC ECAC championship game. And back then, there were no conferences in the East, in the Northeast. So you had to win the ECAC championship game to make the NCAA tournament. They were playing St. John's. And it was a back-and-forth game. It was a close game. And I would say, if my memory serves, because now we're going back to 1976, but it was about 4 minutes left, close game, tie game. And Phil Sellers went over to Tom Young, you know, the great coach at the time, and he said, I want the ball. And Tom said, no, we're going to run our offense. And Phil said, give me the ball, and then proceeded over the next 2 minutes to go basically cleared out the court at Madison Square Garden, packed house. It was Phil Sellers against St. John's star Beaver Smith. They just went back and forth at each other, and Phil eventually won because he had a greater will. I mean, that was one of the great assets that Phil Sellers had. He had a better will to win, you know, than most people on the court. The best person I can compare that to is that Michael Jordan competitiveness and desire to win. You know, he had that. Phil Sellers had that.
Hi, Tom. I'm Matt. And like Dylan said, obviously, you wrote for the Targum during that time. Obviously, so I actually do write for the Targum. So I just wanted to know from your perspective as a student journalist, you know, obviously you go to the games, covering the team, writing about them. And that season, they were 31-0, really, really good up until the tournament. But you know, always going to watch the team and Phil Sellers, how did it feel seeing him play on the court?
Well, it was a different era, obviously, a fun time. I mean, back then, the Targum and RSU building, the offices were in the Student Center, which was right next to the barn on College Avenue. Okay, so we would just have to go downstairs, walk across, and we could go to the barn. And it took a while for the New York metropolitan media to catch on. So as student reporters, Alan Vanuck was the co-sports editor at the time with me. He's now a doctor in California. We would just go over to practice, and Tom Young would let us in and let us watch. You know, so plus that building was fun because it was obviously a small place, held 2,800 people, and everybody knows about the paint chips falling, and you know, but it was loud, and people used to line up, you know, to get in. The students used to line up to get in, and again, it was a different era because I would go over there on my in between classes, my off days before practice, and Tom Young and his staff, the late Tom Young, the late Joe Boylan, you know, they're both gone now. I'd go up into their office. You could just walk into their office, and they used to show, believe it or not, on projectors, game films on the wall, concrete wall in their office. That's how they would watch game films. So it was a completely different era, but you could sense it building, you know, as people, they started knocking off these really good teams that people had more respect for, you know, and then started blowing people out. Plus they played an exciting style, you know, and, again, at the center of all that was Phil, because all I can tell you is it's been almost 50 years since he last played at Rutgers. He is still the school's leading scorer and leading rebounder, and that says a lot to me.
Hi, Phil. I'm Arnav, also part of WRSU. I was just wondering, obviously, Phil, the Thrill Sellers, you know, a great legacy on the court, all-time points and rebounds leader for men's basketball at Rutgers. But what kind of person was he off the court and through interviews and, you know, reporting that you did?
Well, it was kind of funny. It's funny you do ask that because Phil played with a snarl on the court. And because of that, people are often intimidated to go up to him. But he was actually a very nice guy, very accommodating, never had any issues when I, you know, had to talk to Phil after games way back then. I think it helped that we were almost the same age. You know, we were only a year apart, and he knew I was there every single day. I was at basketball practice almost every day. I went to all the games. So for me, it was never an issue. And I think people he warmed up to a lot of people. It was a different persona on the basketball court. It was just snarling, intimidating, you know, I'm not taking any guff from anybody guy. Give me the basketball. And off the court, he was a much more mild-mannered person. I wouldn't say he was completely not intense, but he was nowhere near what he was on the court.
Hey, Tom, it's Tyler here. So just going back to what you were saying about how Rutgers listed him at 6'4", but you said he was more about 6'2", 6'2.5".
Just yeah, it was about that.
With the tenacity he had on the court, what else just made him such a great rebounder despite being so undersized?
Well, as I said, he didn't quit. He didn't quit on a rebound. I mean, he had that desire to want to get the rebound. I mean, I think his senior year, you could look it up, he averaged a double-double. You're talking about a 6'2.5", back to the basket forward, you know, who averaged a double-double, points and rebounds. But he just, the only thing I can tell you, and I'm sure Eddie Jordan would say the same thing, I haven't spoken to Eddie today, or Mike Dabney, you know, who I know well, they would tell you the same thing. When it came to a rebound like that, Phil just wanted it more. He just wanted it more, and he had that desire and the tenacity and the will, and he'd just go get it. You don't get 1,100 rebounds, you know, at 6'2.5", and almost 2,400 points, you know, at 6'2.5", you know, without a great outside shot, I might add, without having that tenacity and will and drive. And Phil had all those things. I say this, you know, maybe somebody will come along that will be better. But in my mind, having seen Rutgers the past 50 years, he's the best player in school history.
Tom, last question for you. You know, Phil Sellers, greatest point scorer, greatest player, they say, classy on and off the field. We can describe him, describe him in so many words, sentences, what have you. How would you describe Phil the Thrill Sellers in one word, and why that word specifically?
Well, I think I mentioned it, tenacity. The other one would be competitiveness. And you had to know his his personality on the basketball court was intense, singularly focused. And as I said, if you saw him, you would think he was not having fun because he played with a snarl. He almost played with a chip on his shoulder, you know. And I don't know why that was, because he was All-American. He was a great player at Thomas Jefferson High School in New York City. It wasn't like he didn't have success and had to prove anything. Maybe, again, it gets back to the height thing, you know, that he was only 6'2" and, you know, going against bigger guys. But if there was a ball going up, I'm telling you, and Bill Sellers was in the mix of five guys, even if they were 6'9", 6'10", Bill Sellers was getting that rebound.
Tom Lucci, the former sports writer from the Star Ledger, also a Daily Targum alum, Rutgers alum, all together here on the Banks. Tom, thanks so much for joining us tonight as we celebrate and remember the legacy of Phil the Thrill Sellers. Thanks so much again.
Thanks for having me, guys. I'm glad to talk about it.